Oh, that's right. Live from the Stony Point right here. This is Ann Eller on WCRS this afternoon. Gosh, another beautiful afternoon. A little windy, but a little wind is always good to keep you nice and cool out here. The gals this morning had a breakfast at the federal building and then moved over to the theater where they had a question and answer period with some of the legends of golf. That's right. So that was going on this morning. Right now we are right here on we have one of the golfers in the Symetra Tour is here. This is not her first tour, but her friend, it's going to be her absolutely first tournament. But we are here this afternoon with, what's your name?
Julie Yang.
Julie Yang. Where are you from, Julie Yang?
I'm originally from Korea, but now I live in Oklahoma.
Wow. So do you tour by yourself, or do you have family or friends that go with you?
Mostly by myself, but right now my mother is with me. She'll be here for about 2 weeks. So 2 weeks, I'll have her as company.
Well, that'll be nice, won't it?
Yes, that'll be lovely.
Now, so did you come over here to go to school, or did you grow up here in the United States?
I didn't grow up in the United States, but I came for college. I went to Oklahoma State. I went there 3 years. So my 3 years here, I really enjoyed it. Want to continue staying here.
Yeah, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is a good thing.
Now, just for the record, did you, here, let me take my glasses off. Did you play golf when you were at Oklahoma? Did you start golf in Korea? Or tell us your golf story.
Well, I spent most of my childhood in Thailand. So I picked up golf when I was 6 in Thailand. But I played golf for Oklahoma State there.
Wow. So how'd you do playing golf for Oklahoma State?
I had a great time. I did pretty well. I had a good college career, but felt like I'd like to pursue my dream a little further, so I came on the Pro Tour now.
So how long have you been playing on the Pro Tour?
This is my rookie year on the LPGA and the Symetra Tour.
So how many tournaments have you played so far?
So far I've played 3 LPGA events, and this is my 4th Symetra tournament of the year.
So how do your parents feel about you being a professional golfer?
Well, they're very proud of me. They're very supportive. It's a difficult sport to reach a high level on, but they've always trusted me and believed that I could do it, so I think that's what brought me here.
That's great. Now, what did you major in college?
Finance.
Uh-huh. So we're going to be a financial expert and a golfer too, right?
I'll try my best.
Well, that's good. What do your parents do? Are they living in Korea, or do they
yes,
live here in the States?
They both live in Korea.
Oh, okay. So, you know, here in Greenwood, we have an exchange program with Korea.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have, in fact, we've had several of the students that were doing the exchange program on our show and had a really good time. One of my biggest laughs was them talking about how Columbia must be like New York because it had tall buildings. And I had to tell them, when you go to New York, it is nothing like Columbia, South Carolina.
Yes, quite different. I've been to South Carolina a few times, but I really like the state. It's beautiful, and I think the barbecue here is good, which is always a plus.
Barbecue, that's
yes.
Right. Don't they have Korean barbecue?
Yes, Korea is pretty famous for their barbecue, but it's kind of a different flavor. Here it's more of like a smoky taste, while in Korea it's more of a grilled sort of thing. So it's unique. I like them both, yeah.
That's great. So when you're traveling by yourself, do you get to stay with host families and this type of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this week I'm staying with a host family as well, and usually I try to stay with host families as much as I can. Get to meet the new families every time, and it's nice because I'll get to meet them and hopefully get to come back the following year.
Now, what's the biggest thing? When did you get here first? When did you arrive to start practicing?
I came here last night, straight from Dallas.
Okay, so you have not played this course before?
I have not. This will be my first time.
Are you excited?
I am, very much. I got to see a glimpse of the course this morning, and it looks pretty demanding, but that's always an excitement in golf, so I'm looking forward to it.
You know, one of the things that they have planned for you, I guess you've probably heard about hole 13, haven't you?
I actually haven't.
Oh my goodness.
You'll have to tell me about it.
Well, Hole 13 is going to be very exciting because they're actually going to have music playing down there, mm-hmm. and they have grandstands, and then Saturday night, this is the hole that goes over the water.
Okay.
They're actually going to have boats out there. In fact, boats will be watching people coming and playing golf and everything, but Saturday night they're going to have fireworks out there.
Oh, wow. I did not know. Thank you for the heads up. Yeah, I'll need more focus then on that hole.
You will need more focus, but they're supposed to mm-hmm. turn down the music when y'all go to play. So
okay.
This will be pretty, pretty exciting. They're going to have caddy races.
Oh, caddy races. I'll have to make sure I keep my caddy fit this week.
So you have your own caddy?
Yes, I do.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. Well, how do you think you've been playing this year on the tour?
Well, it's definitely not easy being a rookie on the tour, but I'm learning as I'm going, and I've had some good weeks, which is nice, giving me some confidence. And last week I did pretty decent, but I think I'm starting to slowly, gradually improve. So hopefully it'll show up this week and make a big boom.
Big boom, yeah. $30,000 sure would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be very nice.
That puts you almost there to get your LPGA card.
Yes, that's about right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, listen, we sure wish you a lot of good luck. And I know your mom is probably going to enjoy herself being able to watch you play golf. Do you have any plans to, do you want to be a professional on the golf tour? So did you have any other plans that you plan other than being a professional LPGA? Did you have any since you graduated in finance or whatnot?
Well, not really. I've always had my eyes set on like one big goal, and that was to be a successful PGA player. And I think I'm heading the right direction. Finance, hopefully that will help me with my golf and taking care of my prize earnings. I'm sure it'll help then.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you'll need lots of sponsors, right?
Yes, that is correct. Being a rookie, I have a few. Luckily, I was fortunate enough to meet a few good people who are willing to help me out. But as I go, I'm sure there'll be more people who will start noticing me. So things will get a little smoother from there.
Well, you certainly are very well spoken, mm-hmm. and I think you've got a head on your shoulders, and we're going to be watching you this week, and we're going to be out here all week. If you get a chance, stop on by and see us and let us know how you're doing.
Yes, I sure will. Thank you very much for having me today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We are right here on WCRS. Who's that, your mom?
Yes.
That's your mom? Okay. Mm-hmm. Does she speak English?
Yes, a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Mom should come over here and see us then. I like what mom is wearing here. She looks very stylish, huh?
Yes.
Is that one of your outfits or is it hers?
Yes, I gave them to her. She looks better on it than I do.
Well, listen, if you give us your email address, give it to Lauren over there, we'll make sure to send you the link, and then you'll be able to see yourself, because we've also been doing a video while we've been talking on the radio here. How about that?
I should have put some more makeup on if I knew that was the case.
Well, you're out here to practice, aren't you?
Yes, I was.
Well, all right. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you. All right.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. We are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
They say every kiss begins with... But at Sharp Facets Gallery, every smooch begins with Sharp Facets Gallery. Which do you want? A little kiss or a big smooch? I'll bet a big smooch. So shop Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, for rock bottom prices. And smooch a bull results.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here, 4:20 in the afternoon. A beautiful afternoon right here on WCRS. I'm just amazed at how beautiful it is out here and how fortunate I am to be out here at the course with all these gals with their whole future in front of them, as a lot of them, this gal's been on the tour this year, Julie Yang was the gal we were talking to, originally from Korea, now living here in the United States, played for Oklahoma State and has been on the tour this week. Just took a picture with her and her mom, and hopefully we'll get that out there too. If you're on Facebook, we're posting pictures and trying to make this a complete experience for you, even though you're not out here. But we've got others we've going to talk to. Ran down to talk to the golf club guy. That's right. I talked to him for a few minutes. Paul is going to come talk to us on the radio. I don't know if it'll be today. He's thinking with all the clubs, the grips and everything that he's going to be doing, that it may be Thursday afternoon before he actually gets the opportunity to come by and see us. So that's what we're going to talk to him. You know, they even have, right here at the golf course, they travel with their own medical unit. I understand, I haven't been inside, but I understand massages are the order out there, and taking care of sore ankles and backs and whatnot. They do all that kind of stuff. It actually travels with them to the different places. Now, Paul is on the golf club guy that redoes grips. In fact, I was standing there talking to him, and he was steadily ripping off grips and re-gripping them. He had a little, I want to say Bunsen burner, but that's not what it was, a little gas burner where he was putting the grips back on these things and getting them ready. He said he didn't know when he was going to get a break because there was so much that had to be done for all these gals. And he had about half a dozen set of clubs sitting outside his trailer. It is a state-of-the-art trailer now, folks, let me tell you. He is got it all set up to be able to boom, boom, boom. But here's the thing. He's actually travels with the LPGA, and it's only because they have an off week that he is able to be here on the Symetra Tour. So because he's here on the Symetra Tour, he will be helping the gals here. But normally, they don't have the opportunity for this much help. So isn't that great that they're getting every advantage? And of course, as these gals get ready to play on Thursday, as you heard, Julie came in last night. She'd been looking at the course a little bit, and she hopes to play this afternoon. She was real cute. She said she had to make sure that her caddy was in good shape, for the caddy races going on Saturday over there at hole 13. So as we get ready to kick this off, we're going to have a very good time. I just saw Andy Timmerman riding away. He had a gal golfer. Was he doing a pro-am here? I don't know, but he certainly is. And there's his lovely wife. They're walking, and he's riding. Why does that work? I have no idea. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. Lots of talent out here today having a good time. And we sure are having a good time as we watch all the golfers practicing and getting ready. We're going to see who else we can talk to. I'm hoping we can find Stephanie Canoa. You know, she was with us last year. And I'm also looking for Paging Dottie Ardino to come on and be on with us too. So let's see if we can find them. Coming up in just a few minutes is going to be, who's it going to be? It's going to be 4:30, and it's going to be time for the news. Other things going on. I had a really nice time out here last night with the Meet the Pros night out here. And of course, we got to talk to Nancy Lopez for a few minutes. Beth Daniel was here, and of course Beth Daniel is from Charleston, South Carolina. We were able to get a nice interview with her last year. I did speak to her for just a moment. It is amazing to me that these gals remember you. You know, I think that's pretty amazing. But Beth Daniel played for Furman, is from Charleston, South Carolina. She won LPGA Championship in 1990. She's gotten a lot of awards, and her quote is, "I don't mind hitting balls and working on my game. I just don't handle non-perfection well." That's a great quote. Great quote there, Beth. So Beth Daniel, our own South Carolina Tour victories, 33 major championships. She won the LPGA Championship in 1990, U.S. Women's Amateur 1975, and 1977, She retired, what was it, 2007? Is that when I saw that? She retired from tournament golf in 2009. And she was recognized during the LPGA's 50th anniversary in 2000 as one of the LPGA's top 50 players and teachers. So she also joined the Golf Channel as a substitute analyst for LPGA tournament covers. And her first event was the 2007 Safeway Classic. You know, it is really, really interesting. We wouldn't be able to have all of this going on, though, if we didn't have all the great sponsors that have come on board to make this an event a reality. So, you know, kudos. You know who you are out there. Great group of sponsors. Excellent job making sure that everybody can enjoy this event. So, are you out there having a good time if you're a sponsor? Have you been out here to see all the good things going on? I certainly hope so, and I certainly hope that you will make it out here to enjoy all the good things happening right here at the Links of Stony Point. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. Let's hear a quick word from South Carolina Radio News, and then we'll be back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here today. Gosh, we've started talking to some of the young golfers, the gals that are here, and it is amazing their focus and their desire to compete so, so well here. They are very, very serious about the game. Last week, Friday afternoon, we had Jenny Jank on with us. She, of course, is here at the Symetra Tour, although we haven't run across her yet. We've also just talked to Julie Yank, yeah. So we need to talk to some more gals. I just went inside the clubhouse, see if I could find somebody that could give me some numbers here of some of the gals that I know, but so far we have, there wasn't anybody in the clubhouse. They're all out here because it's such a beautiful day. Did happen to talk to Kay Self with the partnership. She was out up there, and then we had a little conversation about golf, and of course her son plays golf, so she's out here enjoying it. Partnership Alliance has a nice tent down there. They've got a beautiful chandelier right down there by the Rolex clock, so that looks good. Gals are also out there. I tell you what, they're trying to pick up the balls with the little, I don't know what you call it, but the little cat has a truck that picks up all the balls. They are hitting so many balls out there. It is just amazing. They're trying to pick them up as fast as they hit them out there. But there are tons of gals out there with their caddies practicing, enjoying the whole afternoon out here on the links. So there is so much activity. Oh, I hope we're going to get to see some of the golfers coming in off of their the Pro-Am this afternoon, because this is the final opportunity to see if we can talk to some of the pro golfers here this afternoon. Such a great group and such a big group here. Really would be nice if we get to let them tell us how the course is here and how they had a good time. We're looking for some of the ones we met last year, but some of the new ones that we haven't met. By the way, you know, they are going to have a huge field here to start. I believe it's 144 golfers will compete for their share of $200,000 total tournament purse. The highest purse on the tour. The winner will earn $30,000, the highest payout cut in tour history. The winner could also jump to number one on the Volvic Race for the Card, regardless of their current standing. So right now, Lee Lopez leads the money list with $26,698 through the five events. The top 10 at the end of the season, the top 10 gals at the end of the season will earn their LPGA Tour memberships for the 2016 season. So there are 27 countries, including the United States, represented in the field, and 60 total international players in the field. So some of the gals from all over. One gal, Ashley Tate from Colorado, said Jim and Denise Medved have organized parties, concerts, and fireworks show to make this as unique and memorable week for everyone. She's looking forward to the atmosphere on par 13th hole. It's the only hole on the tour where the majority of the spectators are on boats and jet skis. She said she's never had so much fun playing professional golf than at that hole, and she's looking forward to an exciting week competing for the biggest purse of the year. So a lot of fun, but a lot of pressure too. That's what we can say. A lot of fun, but a lot of pressure too. So you got to come out here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday to see these gals playing. Of course, on Friday, they'll play Thursday and Friday. Friday, those that don't make the cut will be finished, and a lot of them will stay the weekend just to enjoy all the festivities. What are we talking about? Well, Saturday night, they are going to have the Deacons of Swing out on hole 13. There will be, if you have access to a boat or live on the lake, you'll be able to boat on over to hole 13. And then around 9 o'clock, when it really gets nice and dark, they're going to do fireworks. So it's going to be fantabulous, and everybody is going to be enjoying it. If you come out here on Saturday, you're going to want to spend some time down there on hole 13 while the girls are competing, because they're supposed to have music and DJs and all this kind of stuff. And then when each girl hits her balls, they will be quiet. I imagine it'll be quite an eerie experience to go from lots of music and jazzy stuff and then total quiet. So I hope you're going to be able to have some fun. So let's come on over here and sit down.
Okay.
And we found another victim here today. Who am I talking to here?
Laura Cuny.
Laura, and how long have you been on the tour?
This is my fourth year.
And where are you headed as the fourth year? Are you going to get your card this year?
Absolutely. The season has started off great. I've had a second place finish and made a couple cuts, so it's a good year so far.
And where are you from?
I'm from Michigan.
From Michigan. Have you had a chance to play the course yet?
I have. I played yesterday in the Pro-Am.
And how did you find the course?
I love the layout of this golf course. Yeah. It's quite challenging, actually.
Quite
the greens are, yeah.
Okay. Now, when did you start, go ahead and turn that camera on right there. When did you start playing, when did you start actually playing?
I was 4 years old when I started playing, and didn't start playing competitively until about the age of 8.
Now, what made you start playing at age 4?
It's funny you should ask. I was diagnosed with leukemia.
Wow.
And my dad's a club pro, and the members at his golf club held the benefit scramble for me, and that was kind of the first time I ever held a golf club.
Wow.
So, you know, everything happens for a reason.
How about that?
Yeah.
That is amazing. So, and from that, you started really getting into golf. Now, I guess your leukemia went into remission?
Yep. When I turned 18, they declared me all clear.
Wow. Now, have you played in college?
Yeah, I played at Michigan State for 4 years. Had a very successful 4 years there. Was Big Ten Women's Player of the Year my senior year, and had about three or four wins in college.
How about that? So what made you decide that you wanted to play golf professionally?
Well, at first, you know, it's not an experience many people get to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the reasons. And then eventually I want to have my own foundation for childhood cancer. And that's kind of what motivates me every day to get up and work on my game and, you know, play the best golf that I can.
Well, you know, to have come from where you have come from, to have had leukemia, recovered from leukemia,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that, do you do some things now for kids that are suffering from cancers, childhood cancers?
Yeah, I do quite a bit of hospital visits. I do some charity events, volunteer, and I get invited to play in some, so that's what I do.
And I actually won in 2013, and I went back to the hospital that I was treated at in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and saw two of my, well, one nurse and my doctor, and then I signed a picture and have them hung it up in the hospital for kids to look at and hopefully inspire them and give them hope that, you know, good things are to come.
You know, you always see kids, and it does seem to me, just in what I see of films and whatnot, is that the kids go through tremendous pain and everything, but they have immense hope.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to. There's no sense in, you know, being depressed over it because, you know, unfortunately, you never know when your last day is going to be, and you don't want to be, you know, miserable Mary on your last day, but, you know, you have to have hope to get through it, and I think that's what gets people through, is hope.
That's pretty awesome. So, let's see. Are you participating at all in any of the things they're doing tomorrow with the golf clinic, or are you going to be practicing your game?
I'll probably be practicing my game. I didn't even know there was a junior clinic tomorrow.
Okay.
So, I'll admit that.
Okay, that's okay.
But I knew I probably would because I like doing those things.
Yeah, it's going to be tomorrow morning. I think they start at 9 or 10, and I think the last one finishes at 1 o'clock or something.
Oh.
Yeah, so maybe if you'd like, maybe you can find out and be involved.
Yeah, I'll be out here that early. I got to see the personal trainer, so at 7:30 in the morning, I'll be already out here. Might as well do it.
Yeah, that's true. So as you get ready, what's the toughest part of your game? What are you working on to make it better?
Definitely my short game, the 100 yards and in. I'm a very... Well, I'm longer than the average girl out here, so I have a lot of short irons in. So I'm trying to dial those down and get them close to where I can birdie opportunities. But
putting.
I mean, putting is going to be an issue out here. These greens are very undulating, and if you get yourself in the wrong spot, it's going to be a tough two putt.
Yeah, that's not a good thing, is it?
No, that's never fun.
So, let's see. Did your family travel with you, or you travel by yourself? Are you staying with a host family? What's going on?
Well, I'm staying with a host family, and then I have a travel buddy, Madeline Shields. She's super fun, and we enjoy traveling together. We have separate cars because both of us have so much stuff in our car that it's like a freaking clown car.
So you drive everywhere you go?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's got to be tough.
I like driving. I mean, you have to, I guess.
Where did you come from? Where was the last place you played?
Well, I live in Asheville now.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
A couple hours.
Okay, yeah. That's not too bad.
But most girls came from Florida. That's where our last event was.
Right.
I took last week off.
Now, isn't there a tournament in Asheville or in that area coming up?
Yeah, next week. I actually live about 5 minutes from the golf course.
So I guess you know that
there.
Course very well then, right?
Well, I would like to think so, but golf is a funny game. You can have home field advantage and still not do so hot.
Now, what about hole 13 here? You played it yesterday in the Pro-Am. What are you thinking when you're going to have all the music? Have you heard about this? All the music and everything that's going to be going on?
It was crazy last year.
And what are you thinking?
I'm actually looking forward to that hole. It's kind of like our... I guess our 16th hole for the waste management the PGA Tour has.
Right.
So that's kind of cool.
Now, do you have a caddy?
I do. I just got one today.
So is this person going to be participating in the caddy races that will be going on?
I'm going to force him to, yeah. I'm going to make him work for his money.
That's pretty good. Now, that's got to be hard, though, to hire a cat. I mean, you just hired somebody here, I guess, right?
My friend Matt, it's Maddie's friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think he's caddy before. I don't know if he's really a player or a caddy, but it'll be a good time either way.
But you end up making most of your own decisions then, right? You don't have a caddy saying, I don't think you want to play that club.
No, I do all my pacing, all my club selections, and, you know, if I need a second opinion, that's when I ask the caddy.
That sounds great. Well, listen, I certainly hope you have a great time here this weekend. We appreciate you taking time with us, and good luck with all the things and for surviving and doing well and having lofty goals. Kudos to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for asking.
All right. Hey, we're going to get your email address so we can send you some info. And let me give you, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Don't you go away. Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're here, right here at the Links of Stony Point. Everybody is just kind of chilling out here. I tell you what, the girls are playing, practicing, putting. We just got to talk to Laura Kumi. She is a cancer survivor. She had leukemia when she was 4 years old. They had her dad is a pro out there in Michigan, and they had a tournament in her honor, and that's how she started playing at four. She's been playing all along. She graduated with a degree in meteorology and geography. So I see weather girl in her future here, or weather person. Maybe I shouldn't say weather girl. She could be a weather person eventually here, and a sportscaster too. So she's got a really bright, bright career. She wants to start her own foundation for kids with cancer. I think that is so awesome. She lives in Asheville now. Of course, next week they'll be up in Asheville. And then after that, they go on to Charlotte. So, but this is the biggie right here. Believe it or not, this is the biggie. Let me say that again. Right here in Greenwood, South Carolina, largest purse on the tour, $30,000 these gals are playing for. Talk about a little competitive spirit here. Earlier in the day, we did talk to Julie Yang. I'm going to have to do better at this, Anne. But we did talk to Julie Yang. She's from Korea, living now here in the United States. And we just see another good-looking gal with a yellow top and a white skirt heading off to play in the Pro-Am here, having a good time. They just wheeled off in the golf cart. She did give me the look, didn't she? But then she smiled when she realized I was talking about her. All right, well, we are right here live at the Links of Stony Point, seeing a lot of gals playing and a lot of gals practicing. Tomorrow morning, we are going to be going to the golf clinic. This is actually going to be over at Deer Creek over there. Tommy Penley will be over there. And the kids are going to be having a great time. These are, I think, over 200 kids are going to be at this golf clinic, girls and boys, and they are all 8th graders from across District 50. So it's going to be interesting. I was out there last year, and the big deal is they have stations, and the kids get to go to the different stations, and then Tommy delights in playing this bullhorn, hitting the bullhorn, and everybody has to change and go in another direction. So that's the type of stuff that's going on. It's all fun and it's all for you. So why don't you make plans to come out here? Yep, and there goes Billy Ford. Yep, the golf pro here that takes care of the greens. He's not the golf pro, he's the greens man. He takes care of all the golf course and has done an excellent job. They really upped their game this year. If you haven't been out here to the Links of Stony Point to play, this is something you ought to do. You ought to come out here, not this week, but in the future, come out and play at the Links of Stony Point. You'll be glad you did.